Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Chav Gimel. Just scheduling note, I'll be traveling the next week and a half or so. So, Be'ed Hashem, I'll be putting up the dafim, but it could be in very strange places, and might not have all the svarim. So, I apologize if it might not be as long or as comprehensive as the dafim could be or should be. Again, we don't do a comprehensive job anyway. We can spend hours on every daf, but we'll do the best we can, but it might be up at different times, and just bear with me, Be'ed Hashem, over the next week and a half or so. Okay, so let's, starting with Chav Beis Mabez on the bottom, and again, today's, and this Masechta Shirim are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Leila Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So we start with the bottom of Chav Beis Mabez. We're talking about various halachas relating to the covet of tefillin. Wearing tefillin into the bathroom, wearing tefillin when one is going to the bathroom. What do we do if one has to go to the bathroom? What do we do with the tefillin? Do you put the, you know, we spent some time maybe putting it in a special bag? Are you allowed to eat with tefillin on? Are you allowed to sleep with tefillin on? Right? Also, why is this here? Because we don't have a Yerushalmi. Maybe they say maybe there was a Yerushalmi on Kachim, but we don't have it, and only Mishnayos that talk about tefillin are in Menachas Menachas. So at least now, Baruch Hashem, we have some halachas and brachas relating to tefillin to at least focus on various details. Okay, we're at the second to last line. Taman Amrin, they said there, Kol She'eino Ke'elisha Bal Kanafayim Lo Yilbash Tefillin. Right, if somebody is not Elisha, Masechta Shabbos, I'm sorry. If somebody is not like Elisha Bal Kanafayim, if somebody is not like Elisha, the winged, should not wear tefillin. Should not wear tefillin. What do you mean? Should not wear tefillin. Should not wear tefillin. Kol hayom, the Pnei Yeshua says, because the Elisha Balkanafayim was special. He had tremendous power to be able to keep a clean body, keep a clean mind throughout the day, and therefore he could wear tefillin all day. But no one else could wear tefillin all day. Like our minug is not to wear tefillin all day. Elisha Balkanafayim. Remember the story. It comes up two places in Masechta Shabbos. Comes up earlier in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Memtes, and it comes up later on in Reb Elazar de Mila. Remember the story that the Romans were goes there not to wear tefillin, and he wore tefillin anyway, and he was being chased by a Roman officer, and finally came to a dead end, and he quickly took off his tefillin and put it in the hands behind his back. And the old Roman officer says, "What do you have behind your back?" And he says, "Nothing." He says, "No, show me what you have." And he opens up his hands, and there are wings of a dove. Kanfeyona. Miraculously, the tefillin turned into kanfeyona. So he was zocha to that miracle in tefillin because he was on a special level. And the Gemara says, though, if you're not like him, so then you shouldn't be wearing tefillin all day. There are those that have the minhag of when they wrap their tefillin, keeping the sides of the shal rosh out that looks like wings. Right, as a zecher to this story, one doesn't have to do that, but if one has that minhag now, that's where it comes from. Elisha bal kanafayim, the winged, keeping those straps out when one wraps them. There's a huge discussion in the halacha on that story of Elisha bal kanafayim. Miman of shach. The questions are asked two opposite ways. Number one, tefillin is not one of the big three. So how is he able to put his life in danger for tefillin? It's not one of the big three. So how did he do that? So one answer the Balei Tosfos give, and most Rishonim say, oh, Shas Hashmad. It was a time of religious persecution, and a time of religious persecution, then even how you tie your shoe, if it relates to being Jewish and not Jewish, you know, one would have to give their life for. That's one answer. The Rambam would say, the Rambam, this is a major machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam holds that, against the Rambam, some Rishonim, the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef holds that one is allowed to volunteer to be Yeharik Val Yavar by non-big three mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, if it's a situation where one is being, forced to do an avir, one can volunteer, and therefore, you know, here too, if he felt that the generation needed it, and maybe based on who he was, so Yehari Val Yavar, even by a non-big three. That's one of the other answers given. The Rambam vehemently opposes that sheet. The Rambam says you cannot volunteer one of the big three. Can't volunteer one of the big three. A non-big three. And therefore, you cannot give that answer for Elisha Bal Kanafayim. And one has to say, you know, one of the other answers, either it was Shas Hashmad, or maybe he was unique and the Dor needed it, like he, as a Tzadik HaDor, had different rules in terms of who we, uh, who he represented and what he stood for. So anyway, that's all one area of halacha that the Rishonim discuss. How could he do it? But then the second discussion in the Rishonim, and this is discussed by Tosfos and the Ritvin, all the Rishonim there in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes. That's the first of the two places that the story appears in Shabbos. Okay, fine. We explain how he was able to be Moser Nefesh for Tefillin. Then how did he take him off? How did he take it off? Whatever the reason was, it was such a good reason that he could be Moser Nefesh for Tefillin. So then when the Roman was chasing him, so how did he take it off? Right? Yehari Valyavar, because it was Shas Hashman. Yehari Valyavar. What? So he was a gadol, and everybody was looking at him. So that's the other day that is asked. So that's what Tosfos says there in Shabbos Mem Tes. V'yavagav to Amar b'shas diras malchus afilo mitzvah kala yarag v'yavar v'afilo lishuni araksa de masana aser, even how you tie your shoes. That's because it was clear. Right, how you tie your shoe. You saw if you were Jewish or not Jewish. Here, he's not wearing tefillin. A lot of Jews don't wear tefillin all day. Right, so he wasn't wearing tefillin. That's not so nikar. Avalacha inos a klum. El she'in lo tefillin barosho, sha'achas. V'harbi Yisrael she'in lem tefillin kamoso. And therefore, that's not considered such a violation, says Tosfos there in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Mem Tes. There are other Rishonim that the Ritva quotes a couple of opinions there in Shabbos on Daf Mem Tes. Wrong Ritva. The Shabbos Daf Mem Tes, he quotes Umistavra. Where is it? V'lav l'meimar. There are two Ritvas here. Here's the one from before us. Mistavra de Lokasha. Right, he asked the same question. V'ish makshib, shas l'shmat, how can you take it off? Mistavra de Lokasha. T'ha mitzvah tefillin b'chi of Torah eino ela b'shosh ha'makabal avol machos shamayim. Ulania kol hayom imidas chasitus. He was yotzei tefillin already. He wore it for a minute. He wore it for Shmash Shmona Esrei. You're saying he's wearing it all day? That's midas chasidus. V'kivet shekein yeloha yeyachol limsar atzmo aleim al shar hayom. You don't have to be moser nefesh for the rest of the day. You already yotzei. Number one. Number two, Moreno Harav, he quotes b'shem Rabbeinu Hagadol, b'shem the Ramban, that Yehareg Valyavar is only for a bittel lo sasei. Sharayish biyado leharig v'lo yaseh. Why, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Right, Yehareg Valyavar makes sense. Kill Reuben or I'll kill you. So, no, you say no, so you'll be killed, and therefore, you won't kill Reuven. Right? So therefore, it makes sense to be Yehareg Valyavar. But here they say, don't wear tefillin, or we're gonna kill you. I'm gonna wear tefillin. They're gonna take off my tefillin, and they'll kill me. So I'm not gonna get tefillin on anyway. So, how is it gonna help? When it's preventing a lo sase, okay, the lo sase won't be violated by a Jew. But when it's a bittel asay, avakal mitzvah asay she'omer lo shev al ta'aseh v'lo yehareg al zeh, she'edavar biyado l'kufo zo shelo yaseh. He'll just force me not to do it anyway. So it's not going to help. Right? So those are two of the questions that are asked on Elisha Bal Kanafayim. Get a big topic, again, in both directions, in terms of how did he do it in the first place, and however we explain that, so how does he take it off afterwards. But that is the Elisha Bal Kanafayim, and anyone who is not like him shouldn't be wearing tefillin all day. We continue. Once we'll talk about other halachas relating to tefillin and covet of tefillin, as we will see. And covet of other places, as we'll see. Rabzi Rabishay, Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, Yikanis Adam, Lebes HaKfaras, V'yasa Tzrachav Sham. A person should not relieve themselves in the cemetery, in the Beis HaKfaras. And if he does, loig larash cherif osehu, right, the pasuk that says you're making fun of the rush, somebody who's poor, and he's not alive, so one is not allowed to make fun of them. So this is used in generally in halacha, as we'll see soon, for doing mitzvos in proximity of the dead. Because they are poor, they can't do mitzvos, and my showing publicly mitzvos in their proximity is something that is looked down upon, because I'm making fun of them. Here it's expressing not just doing mitzvos, but just in terms of acting in a bizarre way. Relieving oneself, so one is not allowed to do that. The Ritvin Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Tes, quotes from the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, from his grand Rebbe in the Torah Sa'adam, that said, many halachas that look like an act of bizayon, one shouldn't be doing in the Beis HaKfaras. And even not bizayon, we shouldn't be having lunch right by the Beis HaKfaras. Lo Oakland, lo Shosin Mayam, Bein Osim Mayam Malacha, we shouldn't be doing our Malacha. Lo Koran Mayam, lo Shonim Mayam, Klaus Odover, Ein Osim Mayam, Bein Ohagen Bahen, Kalus Rosh. We shouldn't be having a levity in the proximity of the Niftar. Good. So as I said, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Ches discusses this at length. That's what the main sugya is in the beginning of the third parak for Loig LaRosh. You know what? Let's just read two more lines in our Gemara, and then we'll see, because this has to do with our Gemara. Dalma, fourth line. Dalma, what's Dalma? Remember, that was the word that we had back on Daf Hey. That means introduction of a story. Zeh Domeh. Does that right? The Haredim says it again here. Dalma, what does it mean? Dilma, Lashon Kitzarehu. Da Lama Damya. Right, Dalma. Or it's like an Itmar in the Bavli, says the Haredim. Dalma, Reb Chiya Rubav, Reb Yonas, Mahalchin Kume, Arzi, the Reb Shimon Bar Yossi, Bar Lakunya. They were going in front of the coffin of Reb Shimon Bar Yossi, Bar Lakunya. Reb Yonas, Mifaseya Al Kivrei, and Reb Yonas was, you know, stepping over and even stepping on Kfaris. Amalei Reb Chiya Rubav, Kidon Inun Meimar. This is what they're saying. Lamacharin and Gaban. Tomorrow they're with us. Inun Meikin Lan, and today they're making fun of us. You know, be careful where you walk. You can't just walk onto the graves. Amru Amarle, Vechachmin Inan Klum. Are they wise at all? Do they know anything? Lo King Siv, doesn't it say Vahamesim Enam Yodim Uwa? That the Mesim aren't aware. So what do you mean? I'm walking on and they're saying these things that, oh, they're going to be with us tomorrow. Right? Do the Mesim know anything? So Amarle, Likros At Yodea, Lidrosh Einat Yodea. What? You know the Pasuk, but you don't know the Drasha that Chazal have on that Pasuk. Kiachayim yodim sheyamusu, the first half of the pasuk, they'll alive know that they will die. Isn't that pashut? That can't mean pashut shop, because obviously the people who are alive know that they will die. Everybody knows that they're going to die one day. So what do we darshan on that pasuk? Elo hatzadikim shafilu b'misasan kruyim chayim. The live know even during death, right? The tzadikim are alive even in death. Next part of the pasuk, v'hameisim ena yodim mu'uma, and the meisim don't know, elu harishayim, shafilu b'chayein kruyim meisim. They are, the wicked are called dead even while they're alive, because they are not acting in a way that reflects life. Okay, let's stop there for a moment. Let's go back for a second. So again, the Gemara darshins that one shouldn't be walking. This Gemara, the Rishalmi focuses on the bizayin of going, relieving oneself or just walking on the graves. But the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Ches relates this to wearing tzitzis, where the tzitzis bachutz, in the proximity of graves, and wearing tefillin. And that's the Gemara in the same type of, same similar story. Reb Chiya and Reb Yonasan were going in the Beis HaKvaris, and Reb Yonasan's tzitzis were hanging down. And Reb Chiya says to him, Dalye, lift it up. Tuck him in. Kadesh lo yomru l'machar bonetz leinav yachshav macharfen osanu. Same type of lashon. And then he says back, do they know? And they quote the similar drasha. But Tosfos there discusses, and the other Rishonim, whether one can wear tefillin, one can wear tzitzis in the cemetery, and the different day is quoted. Rabbeinu Tam there, Tosfos quotes, Dafka heim shayu regilim kulam b'chayim lo bosh talas b'dal kanfas, v'lo bosh tzitzis. Is it worse to be near graves of people that wore tzitzis during their life? Now you used to wear tzitzis, now you can't wear tzitzis. Or is it worse for people who never wore tzitzis? And then, you know, showing what they could have done. So the Rishonim discussed this. Then Tosfos discusses what about burying somebody? Do you need tzitzis on the shrouds? What if there are a four-cornered garment, right? Does one bury them, right? The minhag is to bury in shroud, or maybe in a talis. Some remove the talis before the burial. So there is an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Avelos, and Hilchas Kilayim v'tzitzis lames, Shinnun Aleph in Yeridea. The Aruch HaShulchan says, V'yachshav ha-minhag ha-pasha b'chol tfus az Yisrael shenosin ha-meis b'tzitzis. Right, the minhag is in Navardik, where he was Rav, that they carried the mace had tzitzis on as they were brought to burial. The kodem sheminichon oso bekever, and right before you put him in the ground, notkin tzitzis acharei echad bidalat tzitzis yoseim. You cut off a corner. You cut off a corner of the tzitzis. Cut off so it's not a begad of dalat kanfas. V'yeshenagul lintoko sabe bayis kodem hosas look for us. Some do it in the burial house, not right by the grave. Avotov yosel lanatka kodem akfura. Do it right beforehand. Then he quotes v'shamati bebirur al shnei gdolei ador. Right, I heard about two gdolei ador. Right, the story goes that the Vilna Gaon felt, no, you don't cut your tzitzis off, and the other, you don't cut your tzitzis off. and he gave specific instructions, don't cut the tzitzis off, don't cut the tzitzis off. And let's read the story now. I heard it that these two gedolim were, well, I think he says, let's continue. One of these great gedolim told his talmidim to bury him in tzitzis. And right when they were going to put on the tachrichim, he had to run out and go to the bathroom. And va'osam shel bishul lo yadu mizeh v'not kosom yatzitzis kinohog. Right, and he cut off the tzitzis like the minag against what this tzaddik commanded. V'tekem nichlas oso tamid v'izchol litzok. And the tamid came in after he went to the bathroom, and he came back, he's like, oy vey, v'yamru ha'gadolim shayusham, ze os min ha'shamayim, libeli l'shanos. It's the simen ha'shamayim, don't change the minag. Don't change the minag. V'asheni, and then the second one that gave that command, shinuchu b'kever, as they put him, lowered him into the ground, ima kol tzitzis, nistavcha achas me'atzitzis b'yachad, shebetoch ha'kever, one of the tzitzis got caught on a bush, as they were lowering it down, and it got cut off. V'ro b'chush, shemin ha'shamayim gozru kein. And again, the simen ha'shamayim, that not to bury in tzitzis. I think most today don't bury in talis at all. But take it off beforehand. But this is what the Aruch HaShulchan quotes. Then in parentheses, it says, the first story was about the Gra, and the second story is about the Baal Yesod V'Sharish Ho'avoda, that both commanded, and it worked out, Simen Min HaShemayim, that night. So that's also a big topic about Simen Min HaShemayim, but this has to do with Loig LaRush, A, wearing tzitzis near the kever, and B, putting tzitzis on the mesim, which is a related issue. Okay. So the Gemara continues that the mesim don't know what's going on in life. And we say, what do you mean? No, that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means that tzaddikim are called chayim even in mesim, and rishayim are called mesim even in chayim. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Minayin sharishayim afilu b'chayim kruyim mesim. How do you know that rishayim, even when they're alive, are called mesim? Shneimar ki lo echpots b'mos hames. Hashem says, I'm not interested when the dead die. What do you mean when the dead die? V'chi hames mes. Could a mace again, right? It can't be. It's like similar to the drasha that Chazal have. Ki yipol ha-nofel mimenu, right? By Ma'akeh. The nofel falls, but then he's not a nofel yet. So Chazal have their own way of darshaning that. So here too. V'chi ha-mace, what do you mean? B'mos ha-mace. Ela elu ha-rishayim. Shafilu b'chayim kriya mesim. It's referring to rishayim, who are called mesim. And even there, Hashem is not interested in that they die, right? The end of that pasuk in Yechezkel. V'hashivu v'chayu. Hashem would rather them do tshuva. Hashem is not interested in the Rishayim dying. And how do you know that tzaddikim are called alive even in death? Tichsiv. Right, we had a couple of days ago that tzivsosa dovavos bekever. If one says over their words, or rochashos bekever, I think was the lashon of the Yerushalmi. But here, this is even without saying their words, they're considered chayim. Tichsiv, ayomer Hashem, elav, zos ha'arz asher nishbati, la'avraham, li'yitzchak, u'li'yakov, lemar. I promise this land to the avos, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Lemar. Matam, alomar, lemar. What is that extra word, lemar? To tell them? So, amar lo. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the avos. Amar lo, lech v'yamar, la'avos, kol mash, yisnesi lachem, asisi l'bnechem acharechem. Go tell them, and therefore, they will know. So you see from there that the avos, tzaddikim, are considered alive because Moshe's even going to tell them, right? That's the Pnei Moshe. He's going to tell them, and therefore you know that they're alive. If you look in the Mara Fulda, it's not from the fact that he's going to tell them, but the fact that they're not just called your forefathers, but they're called by name. Midelo amar la avosechem v'kara osan bishman shmamina shekruyim chayim. He quotes that from the Medrash Rabbah in Koheles. Interesting. The Gemara there in Brachas on Daf Yutes asks, one second. So the Mesim know, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu went to tell them. So why do you have to go tell them? So just, they know. So why do you even have to go tell them? You know, if they know. So that's what the Gemara says, to give the chance to be Makar Tov to Moshe Rabbeinu, to give the chance for Moshe Rabbeinu to get a Shkoyach. Right. That's the you want the Avos to be able to say that to Moshe Rabbeinu. Sometimes actions aren't needed. It's just to give the schus, so to speak, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe it reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Bava Basra and the Bavli and Daf Yud, where one of the Rishonim asked Rabbi Akiva, if your God loves the poor, so why doesn't he give them money? Elokechem oivaniyem ebnei ma'enim afarnasan. Why doesn't he give them money? And what does Rabbi Akiva answer? Kadisha nitzol anu midina shal gehenem. It's to give us the schus to be able to give. It's not just about getting the result of having them have the money, but it's the result of having us give. So here too, having Moshe Rabbeinu go and tell them, you know, that itself is a schus. Look at Rabbeinu Bachai discusses at the end of Vayechi, at the end of Sefer Bereishis in Vayechi. That's where many Rishonim discuss the idea of Mesim and Tzadikim not dying, right? Because Yaakov Avinu lo mes, the Gemara says. So what does that mean, lo mes? Ask the Gemara. They mummified him. They buried him. What do you mean, lo mes? So it has to mean something on a more spiritual level. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Yaakov Avinu lo mes, he quotes that Gemara, Hinei HaParsha Azos Mei Deshemes. What do you mean? It says that he died in Vayechi. V'chi chantu oso mitzriyim, ubachu oso shivim yom, v'yachaka kavru, banu b'mar so machpela, v'achim kvoros ha'avos. Aval apirish lo meis lo ta'am tam misa. He didn't taste death. O ye inyan lo meis ki nafsho shel Yaakov haya merachefes al gufo tamid. L'tokev kedushaso. His nefesh is always connected to his body. Kishar nefasho sa tzadikim she'enem b'madregas ha-kedusha kamohu chozos l'sharston likron v'kivish olo yerdu. All other tzadikim, right, one would think that if you're so spiritual, then you totally go up to Shemayim and you have no connection anymore to the guf. But he's saying the opposite. If a tzaddik is such a tzaddik and he's been mekadesh his guf, so maybe there's still a connection between the two. Other tzaddikim go all the way back up to the source, to the Kisi HaKavod, and they stay there. They don't come down. Avol Yaakov l'kdushas gufo u'ma'alaso hoysa nafsho ola v'yoredes. V'hakoach ha'gadol hazeh eno nimsa rak l'kadoshim asher ba'aretz yechidei hadoros. Kamo Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Another Gemara Ksubis used to come back and make Kiddush. And set the table right there at the end of Ksubis Bechulu and a couple of others. And he continues there relating to this idea of Lomes. Okay, we continue now by the two dots. We are going to have a statement, and this has nothing to do with us right now, what we're about to talk about, but we're going to have three statements in the name of the same person, and the third one's going to have to do with us. So that's why it's quoted here. If someone wrote letters in Stam, Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, and he wrote the letters touching, is Tani Tani Kashiv, is Tani Tani Pasul? The halacha is you have to have space around every letter, right? Mukaf Gvil, the ink has to have cloth around, empty cloth around every letter. But there's two brises. One says it's possible if they're touching. One says they're kosher if it's touching. Shavidi b'shem Reb Shimon b'shem Reb Yochanan min demar kosher. The one that says it's kosher milamaton is where they're touching at the bottom of the letters. Min demar pasul milamalan. The one that says it's pasul from the top of the letters. Kigon, for example, artseinu tifartenu. Those two words. If you look at the last two letters, nun vav. So what happens if the nun had a little extra of the nun on top? So the nun and the vav are touching. So, explains the Sefer Charedim, the way that a sofer writes is from brushes top to bottom. Top to bottom. Keep that in mind, number one. And like finding the vav. The vav is written from the top and going to the bottom. Step one. Step two, if a letter is kosher, that even if afterwards something happens to it, then it could still be kosher. But if a letter isn't, if it touches afterwards. But if it's possible in the first place, so then it's never going to get to be a letter, so that's pasul. That's what the Haredim quotes from the tshuva of the Rashbam, Yuchasas the Ramban. Im nidbaka ha'os la'achar shining ratzu rasa. If two letters ended up touching after the letters were completely, perfectly formed, the bottom, ain't dibak zeh pasul. That's not pasul. And you don't have to do anything. Ain't sarach lo ligrod v'lo la'hafrid. Maybe, l'shem midas chasidus. Avalim nidvaka barosha kodem shenigmar osu arosh. But if it got stuck together before it became letters, tzarach ligor akol. Then you have to scrape it and write it again. Shalom nase ba davar behechsher. Similar to by mikvah, certain halachas by mikvah. Once it's a mikvah, then you could add more shuvin. But before it becomes, you have to have a certain amount without. So that's here. By artseinu, tifartenu, if the letters, if they're touching on top, so that vav, as you started writing the vav, it was pasul. So because it was touching on top. So therefore, it's pasul. But if it's touching on the bottom, if only the bottom of the nun and the vav are touching, so as you're coming down, the vav is already kosher. So it's already a kosher letter, so when it touches at the bottom, it becomes pasul after it's formed, and therefore it is not a problem. Artzecha tzricha. Tifartecha tzricha. Right, those two words, sarachian. It's a suffix whether when those are touching. Again, the tzadi and the and the last letter of the Chaf Sofit, because that's touching, let's say, the bottom of the Tzadi or the bottom of the Taf are touching the Chaf Sofit. So why shouldn't that be possible? Because you didn't finish the Chaf. But Me'ikar Adin, the Chaf Sofit doesn't have to be so long. So it could be as you're coming down, it's already kosher, and by the time it touches the tzadi or the tuf next to it, so then it's already kosher beforehand. So that's Sarach Ian, whether that is kosher or not. So that's why you have to be choser and scrape off the leg and do it again. But that's the first statement of Reb Shimon, Reb Idi, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan. Next, Reb Idi, Reb Shimon, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo yamod adam makam gavoa v'yispalel. A person shouldn't daven on a high place. Matam, Amar Rabbi Abba, B'rei der Papi, what's the source? B'ma makam krasich Hashem. Right, from the depths. From the depths, also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This is A, to give a sense of humility. We daven from a low point. That's why in some shuls they have it the lowest point of where the chazan is. Or others say it's based on kavan. If I'm in a high spot, they'll say on a platform or something, I'm worried about falling. So, you know, that's why one shouldn't daven in a makam gavoa. If it's a nafkaminas, if it's a very wide makam gavoa, I don't have any chash of falling, then it's okay. But in some shuls, the chazan is raised up, or the beam is raised up. So maybe that wouldn't be a problem if it's based on the kavana issue. Amar Rav Idi, again, meaning mima makim is not just from a mental state, according to this. It could also be reflected in the physical, and that's why how the Gemara understands it. Amar Rav Idi Ber Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, lo yamad adam v'yispalav v'zorach l'nekavav. That's what's related to us, right? Because we mentioned going to the bathroom in the cemetery before. Person shouldn't daven when they have to go to the bathroom. Matam, what's the source? Hikon likros alakach Yisrael. You have to prepare yourself. Right? The pasuk says you have to prepare yourself to talking to Hashem. Pasuk in Amos, right? That's a pasuk that tells me also I have to maybe have a special beged for davening. I have to have focus for davening. Hikon hachana. I have to make sure that I know what's going on. Amr and what I'm about to do. Amr of Alexandri, Shmar Raglecha Kasher Teilech Al Beis Elokim. Watch your legs. When you go to the house of God, Shmar Atzvacha Menatipim Ayotzos Mibein Raglecha. We darsha. What does that mean? Watch your legs. Watch the drips that go out from between your legs. Meaning, check if you have to go to the bathroom before you daven. Right, and therefore, one won't have to go to the bathroom in davening and have a problem related to that. Right, Meiraglayim. Right, water of the legs. I think we quoted in the past. Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban in the beginning of Kisisa quotes the Rambam about why Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh. What makes it a holy language? So the Ramban says it's because Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh, and he speaks to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Torah was written in Lashon HaKodesh. There's nothing inherent about the Lashon. But he quotes the Rambam, the Remor Nevuchim, who says no, it's because there are no dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Meiraglayim. There's no separate word for, like in English, is urine. But Meiraglayim, no, water of the legs. Right? Or Beis HaKisei. Right? Or Bia, any of these words do not have, there's nothing inherent about those words. That's the Rambam's view, that inherently everything is used in every word. It could be, has different meanings. And here, that reflects that what we had before, yesterday, the Beis Hamayim, right, as a euphemism, so to speak, for the bathroom. So watch yourself to go to the bathroom before davening. Hada the tamer badakim. This is only by dakim, which means ketanim, urination. Aval bagasim, but if somebody has to go to the bathroom in a more serious way, gedolim, im yochol isbol yisbol. So then, if he can hold it in for himself, so then yisbol, he should hold it in. What does this mean? Well, you have to check for ketanim, adakim, but for gedolim, it sounds like gedolim is more flexible, right? The Gemara is assuming here that urination, that urge, right when it comes on, it's not going to be able to be controlled. While for gedolim, it could be controlled more, and therefore there's more flexibility in terms of if somebody has to go to the bathroom in a more serious way. So maybe with gedolim, one, it's not as serious to go to the bathroom beforehand. But again, obviously, the Shulchan Aruch talks about what if one really has to go to the bathroom, and they daven anyway, and then they go to the bathroom right after davening. So the Shulchan Aruch says, was your tefillah okay b'di'eved? It depends how long one could have waited. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Sadi Beis, and the Mefarshim discuss it also. Could you hold it in for an hour? Right, if you can hold it in for an hour, then it's okay. If you only could hold it in for 3 minutes, it could be that your tefillah wasn't a tefillah. Right, and therefore one has to be careful people, the Gemara says there's more flexibility about a gedolim, but one has to be careful about that as well. Continuing, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abaya b'shem Rabbi Acha, Shmar Raglacha, Kachadelech HaBeis HaLokim. Right, another drusha on that pasuk. Guard yourself when you go to the Beis HaLokim. Shmar Atzvacha, Kachatiya Nikra al Beis HaLokim. When you go to the Beis HaLokim, the Shemayim after 120. Right, guard and make sure you are Beis HaLokim, you know, ready to stand in front of God to answer those six questions. Shetei Tar V'Naki, that I am pure and clean, right? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Shuv Yomecha Lefnei Misascha, right? One should do tshuva the day before he dies. Ask the Gemara, right? You don't know. A person doesn't know the day that they're going to die. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, on Kufnin Gemos, you got to do tshuva every day. Got to do tshuva every day. You just got to be ready. Got to be ready, like the Gemara there in Shabbos. Kufnin Gimel gives the mashal of, you know, it's like a king that says, you know, be ready, I'm going to come. And there are some that say, the king's never come in so many years, he's not going to come. And the other one says, no, you always have to be ready. So you always have to be ready for the king to come, or to be taken to the king. Amar Rabbi Abba, Yehi Mekarcha Baruch. What do we darshan from that? Literally means your source shall be blessed. Yehi Mekora'ach Lekever Baruch. Your calling and your summons to the kever should be blessed. Right? May try to make yourself blessed. Amar Rabbi Achia, Eis Laledes Veis Lamus. That whole parak in Koheles, a time to be born and a time to die. Ashrei Adam Sheshas Misaso Kshas Ledaso. Praises the one that his death is like the day he's born. Mashas Ledaso Naki Kach Mashas Misaso Yehe Naki. He shall be clean. And even what else does it say in Koheles? Tov Yom Avmaves Biyomi Valdo. The day of death is even greater than the day of life. Right? Why? Because the Medrash gives the mashal. When a boat goes out to sea, you don't know what if it's going to be a successful journey. You don't know if they're going to come back safely, v'chulu. But so and people are a little worried. But when the boat comes back and it was a successful journey, there's a big celebration. So that's at the when person's born, it's celebratory, but it's not as celebratory. You don't know what kind of life they're going to live. V'tovia mamavas v'yom ivaldo. Right? Judaism celebrates yard sites. We don't celebrate birthdays, right? Because we celebrate what was accomplished in life, not what, you know, what the birth, which was really nothing mitzad the person, just mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, a lot more, but let's continue. Halacha Dalad, the next Mishnah. Hakorei Shema V'lo Yishmi Ela Azno. If somebody says Kriya Shema and does not say it loud enough to hear, Yatza. B'diyavad is Yotzei. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lo Yatza. No, not Yotzei. Kar V'lo Dikta B'yossi Yoseha. If somebody's not medaktik in the words of Kriya Shema, right, he swallows words, or where there's a word, right, B'chol Levavchem, he puts those letters together. Rabbi Yossi Amar Yatza. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Yatza. Hakorei El Mafreya Lo Yatza. If somebody reads that out of order, meaning he reads the psukim out of order. There's a Rashi that sounds like even the words, but Pashup Shat, the Mefarshim explain here, the Charedim quotes, if you read the Psukim out of order, you're not Yotzei. If you read, the Pnei Moshe says, the Parshios out of order, you are Yotzei. Even though you're supposed to say it, Shema Vayim Shema Vayomer, but because they're separate, they're not even in that order of the Torah, we can't say that you're not going to be Yotzei if you said it out of order. So Parshios, yes, Psukim, no. Kar V'tal Yachzal Makam Shatoa. If I made a mistake, in Shema, I have to go back to the place where I made a mistake. Rav Amar Halacha Gedivei Shneim Lahakel. The Halacha in the first two Machlokos is Lahakel, meaning Lo Yishmi Elazno Yotzei and Lo Dikdik Boti Yaseha Yotzei. So said the word Dilachain, right? Dilachain is a Lashem Katzar for Di'im Lo Kain. If you don't say that, Ma'an El Amrin, what would we have said? What would we have said had Rav not said halacha k'divrei Meiko? Stama v'Rabbi Yossi halacha k'stama. The first machlokes is a machlokes stam and Rabbi Yossi, and halacha is always like stam, which is l'kula yatsa. In the next line, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Yehuda halacha Rabbi Yossi. We pass like Rabbi Yossi, who says yatsa. So matzvich l'meima Rav halacha k'divrei shneim l'hakel. So why'd Rav have to say we pass like both of them l'hakel? We would have known that. We would have known stam mishnah. We pass like and we would have known Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Yehuda halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, Ela begin, deshama, detani la Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Meir. The problem is that Rabbi Chiya had a version of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, not Rabbi Yossi. Lefum kein, sorach lameimer, alach gedev b'shem lahakel. So that's why he had to say that, whoever you have as the opinion in the Mishnah, the halacha is lekula. Period. Tani, nispala, v'lo yishmi ala azno yatsa. The Brisa says, if you daven shmona esrei, without ashma ala azno yatsa. Lami nitzorcha, who is that Brisa needed for? L'Rabbi Yossi. To teach me about Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who says in the Mishnah that you're not Yotzei if you say kriyashma without ashma ala azno. That's only for kriyashma. But when it comes to shmona esrei, there's no gzeir sakasuv of shema. Hashmei la'aznacha masha atomer mipicha, as the Mefarshim explain here, and therefore there wouldn't be such a gzeras hakasav. Hadein Reb Yosi, hadet tatanina korei shema v'lo yishbiya la'azno yatsa, Reb Yosi omer lo yatsa. Right, that's referring to that, which hadin Reb Yosi, which Reb Yosi? The Mbroz Reb Yosi in our Mishnah, where Reb Yosi says lo yatsa, that's only by kriya shema, but by Shemon Esrei, you would be yotze. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Leshem again, the next couple of days, week and a half, I'll do my best in terms of scheduling and when getting it up and how much. But, Be'ez Hashem, we will keep it going. Okay, have a good day.